Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Wednesday, we were just laughing at my cappuccino frothing over in the microwave. If y'all heard that, that's a good one. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday. That's right. It's beginning to look a lot like Wednesday. I know. I couldn't help myself. Christmas is coming up. What they say? There's a study. Yes, folks. There's an actual study that says, if you put up your Christmas decorations early, you're going to be a happier person and live longer. I don't know. I think the elves are doing a study. So maybe right after Thanksgiving, you can go ahead and put up your, or not Thanksgiving, but right after Christmas. No, Halloween. I don't even know where I am. Put up your decorations and get happy, because I guess that's the thing to do, live longer and be healthier, set up some Christmas decorations. So get them out, folks. Get them ready. And I know I don't even have my tree out. And for the besties, November 14th, 1 week before my birthday. And guess what? For my birthday, guess who's going to come on air with us? That's right, Mr. Doug Fine. Woohoo! Oh, I don't know why that started over, but we'll just stop that. Actually, we'll do the engineering trick, and we'll just turn it down slowly as we talk and tell you. But yes, in 1 week, Miss Belle Starr is having a birthday. What's going on there in that cloudy kingdom of cannabis? It looks like a... Oh, it's Big Ben. Oh, look at that. Big Ben is... Big Ben's ablaze. Big Ben hit the bong. All right. So there you go. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. It's always a wacky morning. Netherlands, are you with us in the evening time? We missed you. We were so glad to get you back last week. So thanks for tuning in, and thank you everybody for tuning in. And I didn't get to tell you, did I tell you who's going to be here for my birthday? Doug Fine, I'll say it again. Whoop whoop. Okay, no, he's not going to be sitting on the couch eating Chinese food with us, as we like to do, but he will be calling in from New Mexico, our little neighbor over there, and we'll be talking all about hemp. This guy is the hemp guy, and I was so astounded to hear that he found somebody that he's learning hemp from and is even a bigger hemp person than this guy. He's been in it for a million years. I know. I'm like, what? You have a guru? Thought you were the one. So, yes, we're really excited to talk to Doug, because there's so much going on with cannabis and hemp and CBD and the whole planet. And speaking of the whole planet, we want to give a little moment of silence and a shout out to our California friends and family that are suffering once again because of fires. And no, it's not your fault because of mismanaged forests, Trump. We are very sorry that this is happening, and we are sending lots of prayers. We know that the entire town of Paradise was wiped out, and that I can't even imagine. That'd probably be like Green Valley just disappearing from the map. Like, that's not okay, and that's really sad, and we're really, really sorry. And for all our Malibu friends, we're really sorry you guys are displaced again and having to pack the car and wait, and we're sorry you've lost your homes, and we hope that You're keeping your animals and your pets safe. I saw a really great story online this morning about chickens. Some police officer was walking through the forest, you know, after the fire had burned down. He heard a little, and he turned around and 12 chickens just came running at him. They're like, help! So he went and he said he gave him his own water, and they were real happy. And he went to the garage, and all he could find was life cereal and oatmeal from someone's house that had burned down. They had life cereal and oatmeal left. He said, I owe you some, guys, but the chickens were hungry. So he was able to save the chickens. So we're going to hear some heartwarming stories about animals and loved ones, but there are a lot of people missing, and we just want you to know that we're sending tons and tons and tons of love and prayers for you guys. Not easy times. Big news, we got Kristen Sinema Award now. Hopefully this lady likes to soak it up. She's done everything else in the world, so I'm sure she's done some marijuana. In fact, I'm ready to put on a pink tutu and hang out with this chick and eat the bonnet. Let's do it, Kristen. I'm going to call her office, actually, and I'm going to, Tumbleweed Health Center, we're going to go meet with our representatives. That's one thing that we're going to do coming up, because it's very important to talk about cannabis and our government. And to take the right and necessary steps to legalize this plant in a really good way. What else is going on? Well, we'd just like to give a shout-out to Tumbleweeds Health Center. We turned 7 this last weekend, and we had a party. Sorry, there wasn't enough music, we were told by our own staff. We need a disco ball and lights. And maybe a little John Travolta and ABBA. I don't know. Do that. So congratulations to Tumbleweeds. Thank you, everybody, all our staff, all our patients, all our supporters. We love you guys, and we're doing it for you. Cannabis is huge. It's one of the most important things going on the planet right now. And we've got a special Newsweek edition. Is this the dawning of the green era? You bet your booty it is. So let's give a shout-out to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 for sponsoring the dawning of the green era. Come on down and get certified. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We are on the southeast side of Broadway and Swan. Certifications are $249. Are we extending the special through Thanksgiving? I don't know. What? Never. Well, we'll see. Why don't you come on down? If you're listening to the radio show right now and you need a certification, you tell them that you heard it for $239 on the radio show, and you can still have the special. Otherwise, it's $249 for everybody else not listening. There's some major distractions going on. Is it the weed?
No.
Okay. Crazy things are happening in the world. Hello, Grand Island. If that's you, pipe down. Simmer down over there. We're trying to do a radio show. What was that? The police going to smoke weed? All right. Woo. We know she has her drinks every day, but now she's going to token up. I like it. See what's going on. This is a really good magazine. I had one of those aha moments again when I go to Sprouts to go grocery shopping, and I just am not a fan of grocery shopping. And then I feel bad because I think, oh, here's the privilege of going grocery shopping, and some people don't even have a grocery store right now. So I get to the grocery store and cruise around. I get what I need, get the basics, I get out, and I get in line. And guess what is there? Weed magazines all over the place. I picked up 2 of them, special Newsweek edition. You can probably find them at Walgreens. No, you can get it. Well, I took the last 2 at Sprouts on that part of the shelf, but I'm sure there's more. But it's always so exciting. I get super excited, and I put it on my little conveyor belt, and it goes down. This is separate. Whoa, put it in a plastic bag, put it aside. And everyone laughs, and they have a good giggle, and it's like a little kid at Christmas, and they call me teddy bear under the tree, and they can't help themselves. So we found the Weed magazine. So anyway, come on down to Tumbleweed. You can actually read these magazines down in the office and come get certified. Let's see here. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you go to the certification section and you want to know what conditions qualify for the card, if you want your medical cannabis card, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's. And this is great. Listen to this, because this covers everything. And I mean everything. Because if you have a condition that's not listed here, but you're taking a medication that causes something on this list, you're covered. A chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes
wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call. I just like hitting the magic button today because it's a good magical day. 520-838-4430. Hello? Are you listening? All right. So we say Wednesday, what the heck is going on with marijuana? There's a ton going on with marijuana, actually, all over the planet. We had three states legalize. And one try. North Dakota, don't you worry. Don't you fret. We'll get you out there. I was mad posting this morning. See if I can find what I mad posted about. Let's see. If you go to Facebook, you can check out our Facebook page. And it's Facebook/THCAZ. And if you go to the Tumbleweeds Health Center page there, you can check it out. And, well, let's just read about, let's see, Jeff Sessions left. Okay, that's good. Yes, we know that's good. Jeff Sessions left, our attorney general, who hated marijuana with a passion, who said good people don't smoke marijuana. Well, good people do. Great people do. Awesome people do. And not so awesome people do. Whatever. People use marijuana. But he's out. Now, we're going to see what's scarily coming our way. And there's a temporary replacement. Let's see where Jeff Sessions' temporary replacement stands on marijuana. Marijuana moment is a, let's see, that's where we're getting this. Wow, these are strange. I don't like the way the internet works anymore. You try to read an article and then you try to continue reading in the article and it says push this or answer this survey question or click this, or just listen to the story, and then you can continue. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. All right. Anti-marijuana Attorney General Jeff Sessions tendered his resignation on Wednesday, one day after Republicans lost control of the House. That left cannabis policy observers scrambling to find out where the temporary replacement at the top of the Department of Justice Sessions Chief of Staff Matthew Whitaker stands on marijuana. Here's what Marijuana Moment found in our initial review. During a 2014 primary debate for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination from Iowa, Whitaker sympathized with patients who benefit from marijuana ingredient CBD, but he also voiced concerns about the disconnect between state legalization efforts and the enforcement of federal law under administration of former President Barack Obama. During the debate hosted by Iowa Public Television, he was asked about the state's recent passage of a CBD-only medical cannabis law. First of all, I know a couple of families that are going to be positively impacted by what has happened in the state Senate today, he said, and I applaud them for helping those families who need that help. Whitaker turned to the Justice Department marijuana policy, Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder. Quote, but what we have is we have an Attorney General that is telling state Attorney Generals, if you disagree with the law, you don't have to enforce it. And I am gravely concerned that we are now going to go back and forth between who's in the White House and what their drug enforcement policy is. And you will see under what we have now, where you have Colorado and other states legalizing it with really no federal interference. And then when we come back, we may have a different regulatory scheme. Well, isn't that the whole thing with states' rights? If you don't agree with federal law, then you make up your own state law. So what's the hello? Well, then what should Congress do to resolve the differences? I think Congress should regulate things that harm people, and that is the hard drugs and the like. That dramatically hurts it, cause violent crimes in our communities, and those should be regulated, he said. But not marijuana, the debate moderator asked. For me, I saw the impact of marijuana on our border, he said, presumably referring to his time as a U.S. attorney. And if you go to any of the counties in Texas where there's an illegal importation of marijuana, there's a tremendous amount of violence. Marijuana reform advocates have generally applauded the announcement of Sessions' resignation, as the now former attorney general has a long history of demeaning cannabis consumers, disregarding research about the benefits of medical marijuana, and upholding federal prohibition. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was a national disgrace. Normal hopes he finds the time during his retirement to seek treatment for his affliction in 1960s Reefer Madness, to Eric Alteri, executive director of Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Law, said in a press release. U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer of Oregon called the move a major step forward for marijuana reform, also noting that U.S. Representative Pete Sessions of Texas, who has obstructed votes on marijuana-related legislation as chair of the House Rules Committee, was defeated in Tuesday's midterm elections. The two are not related despite sharing the same last name and a disdain for cannabis. However, there's an argument to be made that Sessions' departure from the office could ultimately pose threats to the legal cannabis movement. Sessions and President Trump have had a contentious relationship almost from the start of the administration, and the Attorney General's reluctance to crack down on legal cannabis states could theoretically be attributed in part to that dynamic. The next Attorney General could enjoy some more flexibility when it comes to enforcing federal marijuana law. For his part, U.S. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado said on Tuesday that he's looking forward to continuing to work with the president to fulfill his campaign position to lead the regulation of marijuana to the state. Hello. Trump has already said he's actively pursuing a permanent replacement for Sessions, so it's unclear what, if anything, Whitaker could achieve during his temporary stint as acting attorney general or how long his tenure will last. Well, that's true. We don't know who he's going to appoint and how long it's going to last. We do know that Jeff Sessions was not good for cannabis, so we're hoping for a replacement that might be better. It is pretty sad, and I'm with you, Mr. Normal. I hope Jeff does a little research in his time off and talks to some folks and educate yourself, Jeff. Speaking of education, do we have somebody on hold we'd like to say hello to? Cannabis Kid, is that you? Are you out there?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid. See, I knew we were going to get
there,
everyone
doing out there. Everyone doing out there.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just entering the freeway, and it's kind of crazy.
Again?
Yeah, this town, I don't think it's big enough for all the people.
No, it's certainly not big enough for all the people, and maybe we should put
at least the freeway system's not.
Yeah. No. What freeway system? We really don't have a freeway system.
Very true. Very true. Good one, pal.
Yeah. Thanks, Cannabis Kid. We miss you over here, but guess what? You'll be here next week. Woo-hoo!
Yes, I will. All day long.
Doo-dee-doo-dee.
Wow.
And Doug Fine's coming on air next week.
Oh, that's awesome. And
it's
we're going to be celebrating somebody's special birthday.
We surely are going to be celebrating someone's special birthday. It's Belle Starr. If you want to send gifts, just kidding. Just send doobies. We collect them. Birthday doobies. I like it. Oh, there was a funny little Facebook thing this morning, and it was a Scooby-Doo picture, and it said, Elf on a Shelf, screw that, Scooby on a Doobie, woo-woo! Oh, we love the holidays, oh my God, that's so great. I love to pull into the Target parking lot and watch people get out of their cars during the holidays and just scream and yell and
drag their kids along talking about how we need to get this and that for someone because we love them, damn it. Oh, the pressure of the holidays. Anybody sweating out there? Oh, Cannabis Kid, you'll be around for the holidays? Are you floating out of here?
I will. It's going to be a interesting holiday. Well, Thanksgiving, I will be here. But for Christmas and New Year's, we'll be in New Mexico for Christmas and Indiana for New Year's.
Wow. There you go.
Indiana.
Wow. I wonder what's going on in Indiana for cannabis.
I don't know. Probably nothing. That's where our vice president is from. And he doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't see eye to eye on the whole cannabis thing either. I think he's friends with Sessions. And the education hasn't reached that far yet, and so the ignorance is still embedded deep into those men's lives.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think they are so staunchly against it? Do you think something happened in their lives? Maybe somebody died of a drug overdose?
No.
Or...
I have come to understand just a
I'm
little bit about...
That.
Well,
as a human
and that's
being,
really nice.
I was trying.
It goes deeper. It goes a lot deeper. I think what we're seeing here with... a lot of politicians is a religious stream that runs through them, and with that religion comes how does one's religion help them vote, and I see it with a lot of religions out there is. They help their people decide on who they're going to vote for based on the religion's best of the religion's needs, not best of the people's needs. So when you start seeing this, it runs deep in a lot of politicians throughout the Midwest. And I just don't think your religious beliefs need to be brought into how you make decisions for the rest of our state or our country. Because I don't think religion has anything to do with that. And so I see that, you know, we see a, like Jeff Sessions, Mike Pence. If it's not right in the Bible, if it's not right in the Bible, it's not right for people to have. And so,
I'm so glad you said that because look who legalized last week. Utah, our Bible Belt.
That's so very... But Belle, I want to point something out. That is the Mormon culture up in Utah. Now, do you know what other companies and corporations that the Mormons own? They own Pepsi, and they own Coca-Cola, and they're not even allowed to drink caffeine in their religion.
Wow. Well,
so, you know, we see them as more of a business, which you see like how a lot of religions are formed as a business, and that's how they work.
Right.
This model has been taken on by the United States of America. It's being run like a business instead of being run like a country that is full of human beings in it. And so religion, money, and all of that come into play when things are legalized, when things are given to us, when things are made a freedom. It's all based on money and really religion on who's allowed to have it.
Right. Well, it's true.
So,
it is true.
It'll be interesting how Utah takes on this business because that's exactly what it'll be for them is a money-making a business.
Yeah. Well,
so it'll be interesting to see how they.
Yeah, I posted an article about it said the key cannabis legalization wins could bring in upwards of $2 billion. That's probably just to each state. I mean, people everywhere, and I really believe this is why Trump has said he's probably going to leave everything up to states' rights because the guy likes money. The guy's all about money. He didn't make it himself. His dad gave him his money, but he still loves money. So, like you said, it's business. And I think, you know, a lot of people that are going, that are jumping into this are people that have no clue about it, but they're just investing. They're just investors. They're your silent investors. They're, you know, your big money out of state investors. And it's just a money game for them. And it's really sad because if you, the detriment to patients in states that aren't allowed to use this is death. You know, among other things,
right.
You know, you can die from a lot of disease that cannabis can heal you from. So there's, you know, people aren't
you
looking at
the health. Article, you posted an article the other day about a woman saying, if cannabis gives me pain relief and I'm not allowed to use it, and she had spoke about her living in a state where she uses it, but she's not allowed to have it, even though it brings her comfort and pain relief when nothing else can. And, you know, this is, we're hearing this a lot over a lot of other countries, and we're not seeing the initiative happen like it should, happen faster for these people to get the relief that they need. And so when we look back at that, in a lot of states, you see it as either them, a lot of it is either the ignorance of not understanding what the plant does, or they don't have their ducks in a row yet to be able to figure out how to make money off of this.
No, they don't, but they're getting their ducks in a row. All these big pharmaceutical companies and, you know, Monsanto, everybody, they've all got their hand in this cannabis plant, and they've had their hands in it for a long time. Our government's been growing it for over four years. You know they're studying it. They're just not telling
us. They all have their hands in the cannabis jar.
They sure do. They've got their hands and they got caught with the cannabis jar. They can't be probably sitting around like kids on a couch with candy watching cartoons. Woo! Yeah, it's pretty sad that it's just not legal already for everybody. It will be, and it's coming fast. One of our patients came in, and I love how much it's just getting everywhere. Prevention Magazine, she came in and said, and we've got this article, we have time to read it, but big magazines are coming out and saying, hey, this is great, you should use this, try and check it out. And we're happy that people come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. No, sweet, we just are. Ha ha. Southeast side of Broadway and Song. We were voted on the place to come get CBD, so come check it out. And we've got all new display cases that show off all of our wonderful accessories. And some are so beautiful. We were talking about this yesterday. You just kind of want to put them on a shelf and just look at them and go, ooh. And some of them are kind of strange. You don't really even want to smoke at them. You go, ooh. like, come check out the pug dog we have down for sale at Tumbleweed Health Center. What's it on sale now for? One what? $110. Oh, closeout price. Wow, that was like a $190 kind of a price, and it's down to $110. That's damn near cost, folks. Come get it. But come get your CBD products. We have stuff for your pets. We have stuff for your people. We have stuff for your neighbors. We have stuff for your aliens. If you're being visited by them, they would like some CBD. I'm sure they could take it back up to space and talk about that. So come on down. What else we got going on, Cannabis Kid, other than money-hungry grubbers? Let's see. The feds want researchers to study minor cannabinoids and terpenes in marijuana. Here's an article. And did you hear the feds were looking for people to test it and roll joints and do all stuff? Be wary, folks, of all these things that you read online. I think the feds probably have their own official joint rollers and testers. And if not, hey, who knows? But I think they're in it with Big Pharma because we're going to have big farms is what we're going to have. So THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, the marijuana compound known for getting you high, is the most well-known cannabis constituent. In recent years, CBD has garnered attention for its non-intoxicating medicinal properties. Now the federal government is recruiting researchers to investigate how the dozens of other lesser-known cannabinoids and terpenes work and whether they can treat pain. So terpenes are something we've had, you know, since Madge was having you put your hand in Pall Mall and keep your hands soft, and that was in the early 70s. You could put some soap in it. Keep your hands soft. They had all sorts of, like, lemon, orange flavor, lavender flavor, all those scent flavors, pine sol, lemon pledge for your furniture. What is the orange stuff? Murphy's oil, this orange flavor for your floor. Yeah, it's good stuff. And all those little flavor flavonoids, the flavors in there are terpenes, like limonene in your lemon, pinene in your pine. I think you might, I'm not sure what myrcene. I don't know. But there's some good terpenes out there, and that's what's giving you your scent. And they do play a key role. They do have medicinal effects and properties. So it's going to be a weighty task for any interested parties. There are more than 110 known cannabinoids and 120 terpenes, very few of which have been extensively studied. The federal research project will cover all, quote, minor cannabinoids, which is defined as anything other than THC, according to a pair of funding notices published by the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health this week. The mechanisms and processes underlying a potential contribution of minor cannabinoids and terpenes to pain relief and functional restoration of patients with different pain conditions may be very broad, the notice states. This initiative encourages interdisciplinary collaborations by experts from multiple fields, pharmacologists, chemists, physicists, physiologists, neuroscientists, psychologists, endocrinologists, immunologists, geneticists, behavioral scientists, clinicians, and others in relevant fields of inquiry. Now, did you have to put all those in and then say, and others? Like you listed 50 and there's only one more and you say, and others. All right, sounds like a web kind of thing to me. Numerous studies have established that ingredients in marijuana such as THC and CBD effectively treat various types of pain. There's also some evidence that other cannabinoids and terpenes contribute to the therapeutic efficacy of cannabis, working synergistically to bolster the plant's overall benefits, a phenomenon called the entourage effect. But there's still a lot of work to be done to fully understand the mechanisms through which each cannabinoid and terpene influences pain. If researchers can pinpoint which ingredients are best suited for pain relief, it could inform new therapies. For example, there's evidence that certain cannabinoids can enhance the pain-relieving effects of opioids, the notice states. So discovering exactly which ones achieve that can hypothetically help patients take lower doses of addictive painkillers. We see that all the time at Tumbleweed Health Center. People come in and they're chock full of Western medicine. They're on 100 milligrams a day of Vicodin and 50 of morphine and Dilaudid and Oxy and all that. And when they do cannabis, they realize that it does enhance it and you don't have to do as much to get the same effect. And oftentimes, they're able to get off the Western medicines altogether. Yep, box for that. Quote, the development or identification of novel pain management strategies is a high priority and unmet need. Natural products have historically been a source of novel analgesic compounds developed into pharmaceuticals like willow bark to aspirin. A growing body of literature suggests that the cannabis plant may have an analgesic property. However, research into cannabis's potential analgesic properties has been low. In addition to CBD, the feds say they're particularly interested in research on the following compounds. They would like to see CBG, CBN, CBC, and the terpenes myrcene, B-carophyllene, limonene, A-terpenol, linalool, A-philandrine, A-pinene, B-pinene, terpenine, and A-humulene as a terpene study. The estimated deadline to submit an application for research funding is March 8, 2015. So if y'all want to get out there and research all this stuff, go for it. and you can do it.
Huh. Well, there you have it. So hopefully they do some studies, because they're always, you know, complaining that they don't have any scientific proof for anything. So now if this is happening, we're going to have some scientific proof. Right, kid? All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I
think we're going to take scientific proof. And what else we got? We got this. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs will be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking
know about the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon. Is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back. Cannabis Kid Remote and Silver Sister on the couch. Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Thank you so much. We do want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Go to the Grower's House, 3635 East 34th Street. I think I got that right. I don't know if it's east or west, but I think it's east. Sounds good. Sounds good. Just go to growershouse.com. They got all your hydroponic needs. You can grow all sorts of stuff. I got a teeny tiny strawberry waiting for me out in the garage. I mean, it's probably, it's my pinky.
My pinky nail is about that size. also, we want to thank Canna Health,
I mean, this
online digital
not
magazine that just came out with their latest edition.
What is
and we want to give them some shout-outs, and you can check them out as well right from your couch.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Yep, check it out online. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and go to our radio section, scroll down, and there are a couple links to the Grower's House and to Canna Health Online Digital Magazine. And coming soon, we do have a new website being worked on right now as we speak. We have meetings coming up to make sure they're doing everything the way we want them to. And it should be a nice new website. It'll have all your answers to all your questions about certifications, which we should talk to you about. So if you want to get certified, it's a simple process here in Arizona. I don't know, whatever all the other states do. I hear it's kind of difficult in some states, and in California it wasn't difficult at all. But now that it's legal, you can just get wherever you want. I think it's like Starbucks or something. But if you want to get here, so I'm astounded by the amount of people that complain every time they come in. You have to go once a year. Yes, you have to find time once a year, approximately 90 days within the last time you did this. So they give you a huge window to get it done once a year. I mean, the dentist wants you to go back twice, you know. You're going less to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned if you go. So it's a once-a-year thing. And we make it so simple that for most certifications, not PTSD, because you do have to go every year to have follow-up treatment for that, but most other conditions, you can just use the paperwork you used before. So you don't even have to go back and see your doctor again. You just come back and see our doctor. That's right, golf that. So we make it super simple. We give you back your medical records. We highlight the date for you to come back. We tell you, get back here before this date, 90 days. Before that, the state starts bugging you and says, hey, knock, 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 knock. Yeah, get your booty in there and get recertified. And then we call you a month out and say, hey, come get recertified. Yeah, it's a very magical process. We make it pretty easy. So just don't come in and yell at us, please. Okay, so come on down. We've got a Tumble Weed Sales Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. If you have any one of these, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, which can include a whole host of things, including dementia, right, offshoots of Alzheimer's, and then just literal agitation of Alzheimer's. Chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristics of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Give us a shout out, 520-838-4430. Come down and see us. If you have seen a doctor in the last 12 months and you just don't have a copy of those records like we give you yours, we can get them. We have a records release form. We also have that online. You can download that yourself and send it off to your doctor. And usually most offices are pretty good about, if you say, hey, we've got a patient sitting here in the office and they're, you know, we're wondering if you can get them in, you know, get your records over here so we can get them in. Usually it's a no-brainer. They just spend the next 5-10 minutes faxing their stuff over, and we wait for it and we get them in. If you have not seen a primary or any Mary in the last, maybe you've seen some Mary Jane in the last 7 months, you can come in on our doctor. Most of the conditions we can certify for, we cannot for things like things that need blood work, unless you're going to go get the blood work, AIDS, hepatitis, cancer, and most importantly, PTSD. But glaucoma as well. But if you have your blood work from that, we can get your records. But for those that don't, we can offer an evaluation for $50 extra. Our doctor will establish your medical records. This means you don't have to go to your doctor. You just have to see one of our doctors twice or have 2 appointments with 2 doctors. It's up to you. But it is a 2-day process. That's okay. You can come the very next day and get it all done. Come on your lunch hour. Come before work. After work, we're open until 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturdays, 10 to 3. Thanksgiving Day, we will be closed. And Black Friday, I believe, it's a half day. Why not? Most people are going to be gone anyway. We'll see how it goes. We might have some super, super, super specials and be open until midnight. We can have a certification special and be open until midnight. Everybody's laughing. I don't get you. Okay, get ready for it now. That's fine. That's fine. We might be open till midnight. Can you be so much fun? Certification till midnight. And see, and the person at midnight gets a free one. One midnight person gets a free certification. Sweet Jesus and Mary Jane, it just might not happen. The definite baby, folks. You heard it here first. Yeah. Oh, okay. Back to seriousness. So seriously, come on down and get certified. We've got, like I said, we've got our brand new display cases. They're really, really nice. They're all lit up. We're going to be decorating them today, putting all sorts of new fun stuff in the cases. Some useful items that you'll want to use and take home and use. Some you just want to maybe put on the Christmas tree because it's coming. And we do have little ornaments. We have some. In fact, those are going to be displayed better this year because you couldn't see them very well last year. I think our LED lights ran out and something broke. We'll get something LED cracked out. And we've got lots of magazines for you to read, especially on cannabis. So come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We wanted to take a look at this, these magazines I get so excited about to check out. So might as well read something from them because I usually just make sure that there's pictures in them and we're good to go. All right. We've got great moments in cannabis history, which is always a nice thing. And then there's some ridiculous stories in there as well. There's a story called If You Legalize Cannabis, We'll Kill This Puppy. Is that state, Indiana? Was it Illinois? Yeah. So in Illinois, they're thinking that if you put the service dogs, the cannabis sniffing dogs out of, Illinois, out of a job, then they'll put them down. But come on, folks, that's just a silly, dumb threat. let's do a little history. You can take the show out on that. We've got about 10 minutes left. Cannabis Kid, are you still with us? Are you doing cannabis over there, selling monster condominiums for cannabis users?
No, I'm still here, but I'm heading into work right now.
All right, have an awesome day at work, Cannabis
bye
Kid.
Bye, everybody.
We love
Thank
you.
Thank you, everybody.
See you next week.
Love you, too.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, party time. See you next week.
All right. Great moments in cannabis history. So this is right fresh off the newsstand. I wish there was that little, 10-year-old boy with his little cap and his knickers on his feet waving, fresh off the news, weed. Since the 20th century, cannabis has been steadily taboo. But the pre-1900 history of weed has some very interesting highlights. Look at this. A government, there's a picture, I'm sure this is India, of two huge signs. Government authorized bong shops, and bong by meaning B-H-A-N-G, the bong you drink. Government authorized. We need to get one of those. I'm telling you, folks, we're going to get the opium dens open back up. All right, India. circa 2000 BC, bhang, B-H-A-N-G, from street stalls and push carts all over northern India. Locals and tourists alike can be found enjoying the bhang lassi, a milkshake of sorts made with spices, yogurt, and bhang, cannabis mixed with water and rolled into balls. For devout Hindus, the drink is an important part of religious festivals like New Year celebrations. But the bhang lassi is also the northern Indian equivalent of an after-work happy hour, pictured opposite. They're showing them. That's great. They're all cheersing with their little bhang cups there. Well, they're not. Well, they're nice, beautiful ceramic, I should say. with folks settling down with a cannabis shake after a day's labor. Government-sanctioned shops sell the drink all over the country, continuing a tradition with ancient Hindu roots. So we have a really cool book about the spiritual aspects of cannabis, and we read some of the history of bhang, and they said that if you don't use or don't partake in bhang, you go to hell. And if you condemn those that use it, you go to double hell. So, yeah, you don't be doing that. So just use your cannabis over there, use it, and love it. Is good for you. All right. The Near Eastern Steppes, 9th century BC, Scythian tombs. Throughout ancient and medieval history, the nomadic horsemen of Near and East Asia were among the most feared conquerors, from the Huns to Genghis Khan to the Golden Horde. But the first of these people to conquer vast portions of the world's largest continuing land mass were the Scythians. Riding out from Eurasia to create havoc for Greek and Persia settlements, the Scythians were warriors and, as recent archaeological evidence has uncovered, among history's first cannabis users. The plant can be found along with opium in more westerly sites. In tombs of important Scythians, along with its burn residue and pottery, pictured left, beautiful little urn there, suggesting toking up was an important part of Scythian ritual. That's right. How many years ago was that? Holy 9th century BC. That's cray cray. My goodness, you guys. Seriously? Sessions 1 and Sessions 2? You guys need to sit down together. Get the bong out. I'll bring the weed. No, it's organic. We love it. Seriously, just do some reading. You know your wife shops at the grocery store, and I bet this is at Walmart now even, so I don't care where you're shopping, you can find it. All right, Israel 200, the Talmud. Quote, then the Lord said to Moses, take the following fine spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much of fragrant cinnamon, 250 shekels of cannabosum, 500 shekels of cassia, and a hint of olive oil. Make these into a sacred anointing oil. Within these instructions to make holy oil, researchers and religious scholars agree that the ingredient, cannabosum, found in several passages of the Talmud, pictured to the right there, most likely translates to cannabis. Dr. Joseph Glassman, a geriatrician based in Massachusetts, has also proposed the sacred mixer was just used ritually to anoint skin, but also as wasn't used just to anoint the skin, but also as incense during times of turmoil. As a consequence, cannabis was prominent in the everyday life of ancient Israelites. Additionally, Glassman revealed another discovery: cannabis probably used as an anesthetic. An archaeological find in the city of Bet Shemesh uncovered hashish in the stomach of the 1,623-year-old remains of a 14-year-old girl who had died in childbirth, revealing cannabis as a value part of medical practices even centuries ago.
Well, maybe she was high on her way out and she didn't know. You know, we hope the baby lived and was healthy.
So, wow. Anesthetic. These words, why can't they make them easy? Well, all right. There you go. And Israel has, for up until now, been the forerunners in studying cannabis. So, you know, Dr. Raphael Meshulam discovered THC, and is he not from Israel? I'm not saying. All right. England, circa 1600, Shakespeare, Sonnet 76. Why is my verse so barren of new pride, so far from variation of quick change? Why, with the time, do I not glance aside to newfound methods and to compound strange? Why write I still all one, ever the same, and keep invention in a noted weed that every word doth almost tell my name, showing their rebirth and where they did proceed? From Sonnet 76, William Shakespeare. He was using weed. A close reading of Sonnet 76 in the late 20th century led to wonder if the bard himself had drawn inspiration from some compound strange that included compound cannabis. South African researcher Francis Thackeray took it upon himself to analyze the contents of pipes found at Stratford-upon-Avon, Shakespeare's native, Hamlet. Sorry if I messed that one up. Using advanced gas, were also found on pipes taken from the nearby sites. Okay, so that'd be a very interesting high and low at the same time. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that just makes you really fast runner. All right, Egypt. Oh, the hashish eater. No, Egypt wasn't the hashish eater. England was. 1800, Napoleon bans pot, kind of. The history of cannabis prohibition in the Western world is a long one, often interspersed with tangents into the history of race and class relations, economics, and military history. It is this last branch of history that gave Europe its first prohibition law in 1798, when Napoleon Bonaparte made it a crime for his French soldiers to smoke the hashish they had developed a taste for while conquering Egypt, a Muslim nation where no alcohol was readily available for French troops, used to a relaxing wine ration. In France today, prohibition is still the law of the land, representing a relatively unbroken tradition, though a growing political movement led by the Socialist Party has recently stepped up advocacy for legalization. So friendly, so friendly. Oh, way to go, Napoleon. Short, tight loop. All right, England, 1857, the hashish eater. Hash, the potent forms of cannabis made from pressed kief, was a common cure for lockjaw and other nagging painful disease throughout the 19th century. In 1857, Fitzhugh Ludlow, a graduate of Union College in Schenectady, New York, published his account of eating massive quantities of hashish provided to him by a friend. His extensive background in classical learning, coupled with his vivid description of hallucinations that must have required unbelievable doses of hash to see, became the basis for a bohemian literary connection with cannabis that saw periodic rivals throughout 20th century, from the beatniks of the 1950s to the hippies of Haight-Ashbury. Well, on that note, folks, we're going to give a shout out to the hippies and the beatniks and say thank you, and thank you for eating all that hash. I would like to try that myself. You guys didn't have hash back there, you're a little chill. Thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center. Thank you, Studio C. Ooh, there's a big laugh on that one this time. Wow, someone's coming through. Next week's going to be a really fun day, fun hour anyway. Come and see us. Do some reading. Get out there and get educated. Go talk to your winners of all your political parties. Talk to them about cannabis. It's very, 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 very important. And come down and see us. 4826 East Farley Boulevard. Come get certified. Come get some education. And come see our new places. Have a good day. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate.